What's up, everyone? It's Eric Vessels with Tactiful, and I'm really pleased to offer this, I guess, premiere episode of Tactiful Tuesdays, where I'm going to be your host. We're going to be talking about a lot of things relative to digital embellishment. We're also going to dig into business topics, all kinds of, who knows what I'm going to get into. Nobody ever knows, but I've got two of really great people here with me. Obviously, Tactiful CEO and founder, Kevin Abergel, is with us. Welcome, Kevin.
Thanks, Eric. How are you?
And Morten, my longtime friend from Inkish, Morten Reithoft, is with me as well. And one of the first things I guess we want to talk about, guys, and we'll kind of round robin this, is Tactiful and Inkish are teaming up with some content. Morten, we're going to start running. Kevin has done this wonderful digital embellishment show that is really, it caught my eye, you know, back before I was actually with Tactiful. It's a wonderful kind of video podcast format, sort of longer form, talking to people, movers and shakers in the digital embellishment space. So talk a little bit about the opportunity to run that and have that be exposed to the Inkish audience, which we're really excited about.
I am as excited as I know you guys are. And I think that the first time I met Kevin in person, I think was actually at D-Scoop in Denver some years ago. And it was, we spoke about we need to do something. That was before I knew that you knew each other so well. And I mean, I'm very honored that we are going into this relationship, because I think that, as I said to you many times, Kevin, I think that digital embellishment is a very important and very instrumental part on how PSPs and converters can be more profitable. So, I mean, as much as we talk about all the beautification of embellishment, I think that the business opportunity for PSPs and converters is what really drives my interest in this. And I think that Inkish, with our audience, like to have that kind of learning experience. I am really eager to get even more started than just publishing your shows, but also developing this further into the future.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. We're not only just going to publish the digital embellishment show on Inkish, but the plan is for us to develop some content together, kind of get creative about it. And Morten, I know, speaking of PSPs, like I've seen your passport that you share with me, all the miles that you're traveling, you're in a lot of print shops all over the world, and it's super impressive. But I remember Denver as well. That's the one where the bear's like peeking into the convention center, the big statue of the bear. It's super cool. Kevin, right. Talk to me a little bit about your perspective relative to the content that you've been developing on the Digital Embellishment Show and the opportunity now to have Inkish viewers partake in that.
Well, like I think everybody said, first of all, the Digital Embellishment Show is something I do for fun, right? It's something that I believe in, and I think anybody who watches this understands that it's really people that are like-minded that have a good discussion. But I really think the opportunity to work with Morten and the team at Inkish is that they have such a creative edge to them. They have such a great, I think, brand. They're asking the hard questions, and I think that's one of the things that we're really about teaming up with is, you know, we have to ask the hard questions together, and the content that we're going to develop together is, it's not just going to be smoke, right? It's going to be, hopefully we get to the bottom of the stuff, and we're going to ask the hard questions, and we're going to get the hard answers, and we're going to have a real discussion, because as Warren said, it's a great opportunity for the industry if we do it right. And I think if we do it wrong, it's going to go the way of the color copy, and it's going to be a race to the bottom. So I think with Morten, one thing we've always had in common is the understanding that it's important to sell value in print, or else what are you doing? And I think embellishment is potentially a great case study for us to test that out, to say, hey, guys, can we educate the market together to not commoditize this stuff and just shoot it straight to the bottom, right?
Yeah. And at the end of the day, it's all about education, right? I mean, Morten, a lot of the content that I see that you kind of come from that angle as well is like, let's produce content and let's get it out there, but let's make sure that people are learning from one another and figuring things out. And that's kind of been the jam of us both for quite a long time.
And I would say also that one of the things I actually like, because the three of us had a meeting earlier this week, where we spoke also a little bit about that the digital embellishment show is not just on Inkish and not just on your own channels, but also on what they think and maybe in the future even more channels. And I think that you know, in the past it was quite that every media had its kind of own audience, own content. Right now, I think that the content of and using content to spread out to more people to basically give them that learning experience that you spoke about, Eric, is important, more important than short term only viewing it on your own channel. And therefore, I think that these opportunities of having something that I remember I said to, I think it was to you, Eric, when we met at Printing United, was that sometimes I've been wondering if the embellishment, is particularly the digital embellishment, is too narrow a niche, right? But I think that the more people that watches the opportunities here, and the more, let's say also, the better the technology becomes, but also the more people start understanding that this is an opportunity, both for the brand owners and for the industry to be more profitable. This kind of knowledge is simply essential for people not to. Kevin, you and I, we spoke a little bit about that, that the issue could be that if it gets commoditized, then it can actually kill itself, because it is still big investment when you do investments in whatever Scodex or MGI or whatever technology you're looking into, right? So therefore, I think it's extremely important to have the, let's say, the multi-channel approach that you have also said from the beginning. So congratulate you on that openness.
Well, and Morten, to be honest with you, first of all, thank you. And yeah, everybody should know, you know, we don't monetize the digital embellishment show. It's really to educate the market. That's 100% all that we're trying to do. But believe it or not, we had a discussion, I forgot, I was at a trade show in the past couple of years, and you asked me, you know, isn't digital embellishment too small of a target? And I go, you're right. And it stuck with me. And then what we did, we got together as a team. We said, you know what? We need to expand basically almost the definition of what digital embellishment means, because at that point in time, everybody only thought it was MGI or Scodex or Duplo, and that was it. And now what we're starting to see is now we're having people like Xerox and Ricoh and Fuji and Sharp and people who are doing the specialty toners, which are technically embellishments as well, where they're doing metallics, they're doing white on metal sheets. People like Color Logic. So now we're starting to have a bigger conversation, a bigger umbrella for that term. And now suddenly everybody is doing, a lot of people have a iridesse and don't realize that they have digital embellishment capabilities in that term. And now they're able to actually do it. So in that way, thank you for kind of opening your eyes at that moment in that conversation, saying, you know, you're right. We need to expand kind of what the net of the definition of digital embellishment really covers. And that's the thing, thanks to you.
Yeah, and that's the MK plus focus. Yeah, thanks, Morten. Like that, it's funny to me, and this is just a kind of maybe a little bit off topic, but it's always funny to me, like where some of the really good ideas come from, right? They're very, very rarely are they structured. It's just like you'll have a casual conversation, and then you'll be like, damn, yeah, that's a really good idea, and you start to think about that, yeah. And like Kevin said, like that one conversation can then waterfall into completely changing your strategy or the way you think about things. And Morten, I know you and I probably rubbed those ideas up together for years and years relative to video content or whatever it is. But guys, I think one of the points to make that we're sort of bringing out here as well is just, and we talk about it, Morten, a lot, is the educational value of the underutilization of some of these technologies. Not even do I need to acquire a new piece of equipment to do some embellishment. Do I already have the capability, and why is that not being utilized? And so we talk a lot about that selling value and leveraging those technologies and pricing it correctly. Because like Kevin said, the commoditization is something that if you've been in the printing industry for any amount of time, you understand that's like a race to the bottom, and it's never
been too easy to commoditize things, right?
For sure. And you're never gonna kind of raise yourself out of the pack by just going along with that commoditization. And digital embellishment and even just all of it, the larger definition, whether it's inkjet technologies or whether it's fifth and sixth color or all that stuff, it's really important to talk about it and get people right. Using it. And it's kind of core to what we're doing, is trying to educate everybody. We talk, and we'll keep talking. So yeah, guys,
I couldn't agree. I mean, I think it's great what you're saying, Eric. And I think that one of the things that probably will, I don't know about you guys, but I was in the US last week and visited some let's say analog embellishment customers, just to put it in differentiation from some parts of them, right? And it's kind of funny because embellishment is not new. I think that what is really new and that is interesting is that where we have been talking about variable data and short runs for, let's say, decades now. Now we are in a situation where you can do short run packaging, personalized information. You can do a really beautiful embellishment in using digital machines, and that I think will also open up for totally new ideas on how to monetize even the short run. Because I think that if you look at digital print, I don't know if you agree with me, but one of the things I have preached over the years is that where all the print OEMs have preached about variable data and personalization, I think for the majority of the PSPs out there, they have basically used digital equipment to print short runs, not to actually utilize the, let's say, the digital capabilities. Because basically that gap that also Landa has been talking about from, let's say, the toner-based inkjet to the offset needed to be digital in some form and shape. Now, when people are where the print itself has become such a commodity, now the people that have invested in all these wonderful machines, they need to be again, where can they differentiate? And I think that I also when I look at some of the things that you bring to your shows, Kevin, it's basically that all the fantastic things you can do that would be impossible to do in analog ways. Is I mean, it's not just Varnish, it's not just the CMYK Plus, it's not only, it's a combination of it. It's often that you can combine more embellishments cheaper than you can actually do in an analog world because it would require a lot of tooling if you want to do that. And you have a lot of runs from, let's say, screen printers to hot foiling to all the dies you need to do in order to make these things happen. So I think you're onto something. I'm not still 1,000% certain that it is a big enough niche to become like a very profitable business for you guys as well. But I think that the educational part can bring that value to the market and hopefully open up a lot of doors. I think that you have already established yourself as like the number one resource, at least in the US. And I hope that English can help you also getting I'm not a big audience because you have a huge audience, but an additional audience in the European and the markets that we serve, just because I think it is so important what you do. So I just want to say that again. I know I said it before, but I'm grateful to be part of it.
So are we, Morten. And thank you for those kind words. And just what you just said was so spot on to our whole ethos. And even talking about variable data foil, people all have the capabilities. Maybe 5% of them are actually using it to do variable foil because they're not taking advantage of a lot of these opportunities. But what you said was absolutely correct. And yeah, are we taking a risk by betting a lot on the digital embellishment market? Absolutely. Absolutely, it's a big risk. I mean, there's a chance that it is not what we think it is. There's a chance that we're wrong, but we don't believe that. We believe that, you know, value is something that people will start to search, and education, as you said, is going to be a key point of making that value apparent and widely adopted. And so I think that's where we can team up together. And you do have a great audience. We're both members of your audience, and we love the stuff that you put out. And we're looking forward to getting our message out to parts of the world that don't know who we are. And whether that's going to be through the content we're going to develop together, right? There's going to be some special Inkish exclusives that we're going to be creating just for your channel, or it's going to be events and a little bit of everything. We're looking forward to teaming up with you and preaching the good word on embellishments as best we can.
Absolutely. Yeah, that evangelical kind of aspect of it, that's something that I was thinking about too, is like maybe right now that market is not, right? It's not huge, but we're betting on the growth, right? And we're also investing in the growth through the education, and we're seeing it. I mean, some of the beta customers with software are raising their utilization, they're raising their profitability, they're focusing on this stuff now because they've overcome some of the barriers that we've discovered. And we continue to discover more barriers by asking the industry. I mean, we put out the first study that with what they think that was ever done on specialty toner last year. We're doing a larger digital embellishment study this year. It's in the field now, so you'll start seeing that. But as we ask, you know, printers how they're experiencing this, we could track that growth over time and where those educational gaps are and try to fill them. And we're really, you know, one of the things that I'm excited about partnering up with Inkish is people pay attention to Inkish content, and it's a way that people learn globally. And that's only going to help everything. But at the end of the day, if we've got people that are on our team that are good enough, if it doesn't work out that way, we'll pivot and we'll do something else and we'll be wildly successful. So not worried at all. You're familiar with the pivot, right, Morten?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. And I just want to say that you guys are so fortunate that living in America, that is such a huge market. For a niche, it's probably big enough anyway. Right. Right? It's just like when you come from a 6 million people population in Denmark. I don't even know. I think we may have one or two MGIs and maybe one Skodex, right? So just to put that in perspective, it's a tiny market. So every time you go to the bigger markets, the opportunities are bigger. And that also leads me to another thing that that you brought to my attention earlier this week. And that is also, I know that you're also investing in Amplified Print in the summertime next year, right? And I was actually thinking about it since we spoke about it, that I feel almost obligated that we should, of course, do some filming together at some of the people that have invested in this technology, just to show people and leading up to Amplified Print. I don't know if you've been thinking more about it. I don't know if I'm revealing something that we have not agreed 100% on, but I think it could be super great to see if we could get up a tour, maybe both in Europe and the US, just to show people how valuable this is. That could be super fun.
So I don't know how well you know Kevin and I, but we work really quickly. So we can make these decisions on the spot. Well, one of the things that I said in that conversation, if you remember, Morten, is just like, hey, there's probably some folks around the Chicago area that you could visit or we could visit and kind of find out what they're doing, do your thing, and be there for Amplify, right? So I think I'm absolutely open to it. I think it would be a wonderful thing to kind of do a tour of what's happening in this space leading up to that event. I think it's kind of becoming an anchor event for like the digital embellishment and finishing space post press.
And Eric, think of this for a second. You as a former president of What They Think, and me as the editor in chief of Inkish, and sometimes, you know, being a little bit with each other. I mean, just imagine what that can bring to the market, that we can collaborate and go out and visit wonderful printing companies in America and Europe. I think that will blow a lot of people away. Just the fact that we can actually move on and get to something that we are both excited about. I think that is a little bit fun too, as well.
You guys are gonna get a lot of clicks.
No, it would be it'll be fun. I think wrapping it up, guys. Super excited about what we're gonna do together. I think Kevin really nailed it when he said, you know, the brands and Morten, you spoke about, you know, the tactical brand as well. And I think both are really well established. Both are really well respected. And so now, it's actually a little bit of pressure for us to deliver really high level content that's very educational and useful to the industry. So everybody's watching us and they're going to make sure that we live up to that. So hopefully we will. So again, look for the Digital Embellishment Show, Kevin's wonderful video podcast that has been going for some time on inkish.tv. And also look for some custom content projects that we may do with Inkish. Who knows? We may do some little tours, we may do, who knows what we're going to do, but just watch out for us because we're going to be out there. We're going to be covering this space, watching it grow. Morten, again, really thankful that you are offering the platform to get the message out there wider because messaging about these technologies is what we do. We love digital embellishment. We as Tactful are trying to make it easy. That's our goal. That's our mission in life. Really excited about this partnership. Look forward to seeing where it's going to go. Thanks for joining me, guys.